Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis. I hope you're not tired of hearing that. I am host of Radio Entrepreneurs and also chairman of the board, founder of Mage LLC, management consulting firm since 1985. Over 700 entrepreneurs and leaders that we've worked with, especially during times of transition and change, which we're definitely all going through. Our next guest, a reporter at large, John Dustin, founder of JED Insurance. Welcome back, John.
Jeff, great to be here. I'm excited for the segment.
John, you know, people are going back to work. I'm glad to see that. People are running their businesses. And there's still been a lot of layoffs in Massachusetts. We still rank one of the highest states for layoffs in the country. Looking at supply chain, how to work with your supply chain and liability now that people are going back to work. What are some of your thoughts in these areas?
Well, Jeff, I think Massachusetts had a lot of professional jobs that got furloughed, and I'm not sure they'll all come back. Some law firms, financial, I think the economy is going to be impacted with a TL. It's going to take a little bit of time to recover. That being said, as things open up, I think everybody, and you experience this with the great consulting work you do at Mage, people for years worked in silos. They didn't think of remote work. They didn't think of their supply chain. They didn't think of vendors going down or being subject to protocols that could restrict deliveries. So I think the impact of the virus has been everybody's had to take a look back and kind of holistically approach both risk management and their operation to find new ways of doing business. And I think it's even forced a lot of people to consider digital meetings, digital sales. And I think this will continue for the next, who knows, year and a half. I think we've all experienced what the professional sports are going through. Is there going to be an NFL season? If somebody gets impacted with the coronavirus, will they continue? So I think we're on the front lines, Jeff, you and I, and we've seen a lot of businesses experience transition. I think, unfortunately, some businesses, particularly fine dining, and the Mass Restaurant Association has been clear about this, they're going to have a very difficult time even breaking even. So that's going to force them to find new ways of doing business.
Right. I think you mentioned the Restaurant Association, and you know, that's been an industry that's been decimated like other industries. But how are people dealing with liability right now, or are they ignoring it and they shouldn't?
Well, I think from our perspective, there's certainly been an uptick in inquiries on a number of different coverages. Employment practice liability, firms that furloughed people and didn't have coverage were scrambling to get it. It became difficult in availability because insurance companies don't want to insure you after the fact. Cyber liability has increased dramatically because you got a lot of people working from home without security and safety protocols that you might have had at your designated location. General liability, camps, sporting arenas, barbershops, restaurants, gyms, they're all concerned, what if my client base catches the virus? So I think to your point, Jeff, the liability side of the business has been impacted, and people are noticeably aware that they could have exposure in a number of different areas.
Well, that's a big deal. And have you seen some people sort of, like in the recreational area, totally neglect what they should be doing? And the liability is very dangerous. It can put you right out of business, correct?
It could put you out of business because a municipality or the state could come in and say, you know, you've caused a wave of the virus and now you had no protocol. Most businesses had to set up a COVID-19 plan. And most of the nonprofit camps and summer schools and after school programs we insure have been very diligent to try to structure stuff that makes sense for both the person attending the camp and the parents and workers. That the workers are another issue, Jeff. If your workers all, you know, catch the virus, you're out of business. So I think managing this, because it's an unknown, is going to be a great challenge through the summer. And I think a lot of these different entities are going to have a very hard time financially trying to make enough income to offset the changes that have occurred. I just don't know how that's going to happen.
Well, that's going to lead to another economic second wave of depression, and that's not good for any of us, because we need to keep the economy going to create some stability through this whole process. We are in a time of change right now.
Service sectors are definitely getting impacted far more. You know, if you look at hair salons, gyms, restaurants, bars, bars are even in a worse position. Even though the restaurants are open now, there's no bar service. So if you think about, and you're a kind of a metric guy, and you probably look at income statements, most restaurants and bars make their money on liquor. They don't make it on a tuna cereal. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, that's going to be one of the issues, is can they open up and make enough money to cover their overhead?
I think that's going to be a problem. I think it's an even bigger problem for those big overhead restaurants that had built certain economies of scale, and they're just never going to be able to reach that scale again. And even with takeout or balconies, they're just kind of dead. So, you know, what are they going to do? There's definitely going to be a further fallout, and it's a problem. And I'm glad that you're there to sort of look at things. How's it affected your business? I mean, are you busier than ever?
Well, we're busy with service work. We're trying to help people stay solvent and profitable. We're helping them with every, you know, a lot of questions around, you know, business interruption was the first wave. Then it was civil authority. Is there coverage for that? Then we moved into the phase of just trying to get reductions for them. You know, if you had $50 million in sales and you're going to be at $20 million, you certainly don't want to carry a liability policy, you know, with an expected $50 million, when you know right away you've lost contracts and you're going to be at 20. So we have been extremely busy. We're just there to support the customers. Our outreach and pipeline certainly hasn't been what it typically is this time of year. And networking has changed. Networking has changed for everyone. We're doing a lot of Zoom meetings, as you and I talked about prior to the meeting. Is it the same right now as effective as a face-to-face meeting used to be? You know, it's a challenge. It's all new to all of us, I think.
Right. Well, and also I noticed people are reevaluating what their policies are. I mean, there's not the same amount of people always on health insurance now. Buy-sell agreements for partners, the valuations of business have changed. Do they have to do a new valuation? Do they have to change those agreements? These are all issues that owners have to be looking at in this year of change, correct?
Yeah, and I think to your point, so workers' compensation, definitely payrolls are way down. And, you know, you're properly reflecting your payroll, your estimated payrolls. You know, the value of the business, I would say, do you want to rush in and change something like that? I don't know. I mean, the valuation, you may want to wait till third or fourth quarter and just see what the impact is. I mean, it's a little bit of a roll of the dice. Somebody could die or get disabled in the interim. But clearly, I think we don't really know where the values are going to go. And I think if you're a retail store, if you're, you know, a food wholesaler, you're probably pretty solid. There are other industries that are going to get impacted substantially.
Well, depends what type of food wholesaler you are. If you're dealing with the restaurant industry, I'm sure you're down. If you're supplying to retailers who are supplying to homes, maybe that's a lot better. I think the food industry too is through the whole channel has had their issues, as I saw recently. You know, and this could be politics as much as anything else. The Chinese government just banned Tyson Foods from China, so you know. But that could be a lot of politics as well. But John, you know, your segments are always appreciated. Being a reporter for FEI. If someone is looking for you during this changing time, how would they find you?
Internet is one way, www.jedinsurance.com. You can always call me on the phone, 508-543-1067. Or if you want to reach out to me via email directly, it's John, J-O-H-N, Dustin, D-U-S-T-I-N, at jedinsurance.com.
And if you join John, if you follow John on Facebook, you get to see his dog or his weightlifting, which is always very interesting. So you're actually still actively pursuing a complete lifestyle. So that's good, John.
Thank you, Jeff.
That's good.
It's great to be here.
Always nice to have John Dustin on the show. Remind everybody from JED Insurance, my name is Jeffrey Davis from Mage LLC and Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back with more stories.